Page 75. 7. Future bodies. Changing bodies. A long time ago, people were very different from the way we are now. Hundreds of years ago, people were shorter. Over time, the human body changes to adapt to a new way of life. Can we expect the human body to change in the future? For sure. ND The main reason is that we have more and more technology, and it is changing how we live. What kind of changes can we expect? Well, no one can be 100% sure, but here are some possibilities. 1. Humans are now 10 centimeters taller than 150 years ago. So, in the future, people will probably be even taller. Most of us now have much better food than people in the past, and so we grow more. 2. We'll get weaker. Our muscles will not be as strong as now because we won't do a lot of physical work. 3. We are already using our feet less, and our hands more. Think about computers and tablets and so on. So we can expect that our legs will get shorter and our feet smaller and, at the same time, our fingers will get longer. Both our fingers and our eyes will get better, because they'll have to do more work together. 4. Now, what about the mouth? It'll get smaller, perhaps, because technological improvements will mean that we don't need to talk so much. 5. Here's a good one. It's very possible that people will have 4 toes, not 5. The little toe really isn't needed anymore. People who lose them don't miss them, so it will probably disappear sometime in the future. 6. And last but not least, people won't have as much hair on their bodies as now, as we don't need it to keep ourselves warm anymore. Will all these things happen? And if so, when? These are questions that no one can answer for sure. Values. Exercise and health. 1. Read the sentences. Give each one a number from 1 to 5. 1 equals doesn't give a lot of importance to health and 5 equals gives a lot of importance to health. 1. You should do regular exercise to make sure your muscles are strong. 2. It's okay to spend a lot of time sitting in front of the television. 3. A wonderful thing to do is go for long walks in the fresh air. 4. Using a computer and writing text messages gives your hands and arms exercise. 5. You don't have to do sport to be healthy and keep fit. 6. It's a good idea to do a lot of simple exercise. For example, use the stairs and don't take the lift. 7. You should eat fewer sweets and more fruit and vegetables. 2. Speaking. Work in small groups. Talk about health and exercise. 1. Together, decide the number that the group is going to give to each of the sentences in exercise 1. 2. Together, decide on and write another sentence that shows how the group feels about health and exercise. 3. Compare your ideas with other groups.